tonight on Wargo Radio. Glad to have you aboard. This is Greg Stewart along with Chase Uppel and Flying Dutchman Ezra Van Dyke. Our engineer, our officials, Ryan Darrow and Dalton Rowan are the referees. And Tyler Miller is the linesman tonight. Players are lined up. Jack Bobey against Speed Guy of Stevens Point. Bobey able to turn this one back. Gavin Esslinger, and the Cards start in to the stash zone. Lifted into the left wing corner. Stevens Point with the TO, and this is going to be popped up and out of play here. Stevens Point has played 7 games in 10 days. They had some postponements, so all of a sudden everything got clustered, and they're going to play a bunch of games within a few weeks. So
it's a lot of hockey.
It is. See if they have legs here in the third period. This one dropped into the right wing corner, wrapped around the boards by Spash. Tracked down there by Evan Esslinger. He turned it toward the Stevens Point zone, but the pick at point is into Chi-Hi territory. Bridger Fixmer set up between the pipes on the south end of the barn, and Point's got it right now. Here is Mason Keller on the quick line change for Point. It's left out front and swept toward the net by Jackson Schrader, but just wide, the net was right open. Bridger gone off to the right post. Stevens Point still has it. They're looking like a power play right now. This one thrown on net, got to Bridger. He turns that one into the left wing corner. Cards try to retreat. Oh, Point scores first. Smeagai turned it toward the net, and 54 seconds into the game, Spash has got the first score of the afternoon. 54 ticks of the clock here in the first. Cards just could not get it out of their own zone. And the top scorer, Cade Smeagai, the junior, picks up his 21st goal of the year. The assist went to Jackson Schrader. And Spash has got the lead to open up here in the first period. This one is cycled around the boards in the Stevens Point zone. Cards get into the corner. Jackson Poyne was dropped, and a shot from the point is off the glove or into the glove of Nape, and he'll hang on to that. Jackson Boland turned it toward the cage from the point. So the Cards down a goal here early in this one. Face off to the right of the big senior goaltender. And now the point player, Trevor Herman, gets thrown off the dot. It's going to be Matthew Eden. Here is Chi-Hi, carried toward the net, but then dropped on the big check. That was Jackson Hoym, and Stevens Point tracks it into Chi-Hi territory. This one is smoked from the blue line, and that one went over the crossbar. Bridger put a glove up but missed it, and Hoym is going to drop it in the Stevens Point zone and trail off on the line change. Point on the breakout. This one hammered into the Chi-Hi zone. Bridger is going to stop it, leaves it for his D. Here is Rieg. Rieger looks up the ice, wants to throw the big pass down the ice for Briar Niblett. He's in the left wing corner. But there's the intercept, and here comes Point. It's Cale Bolton up the ice. Turns it on the near wall, and Stevens Point on the attack. This one in the low slot area. Kicked around a bunch of players down there. Solenko's got it for Point. He went hard into the wall on the check by Jackson Boland. And Chi-Hi into the left wing corner. Point picks it up. Centering pass right there. Intended for Reeve, but he was tied up, and this one's going to be chipped across the line and up through neutral ice. Small's trying to track it down. It went right on, and Nave turns this one out of his own zone. The goaltender, Point's got it right now. Reeve picks it up, leaves his way to the Cardinal line, but an offsides call right there. 14-18 left to go in the first period. Spash is up by one on the goal 54 seconds into the first period. First line out there for Stevens Point. Schrader, Weinkauf, and Smeagai. They carried it a few feet into the Chi-Hi zone. The pickoff, Cards clear at the center, but then Stevens Point turns it right around. Here is Rieger. Feathers one off into the left wing corner. Cards in the breakout. Here's Owen Christie. Goes on the near wall. Intended for Ben. Can't reach it. Just beyond his reach. And this one is lobbed around the corner in the splash zone. Carlson paying the price in the left elbow. Was dropped on the check. Stevens Point found some open ice. And here they come. Across the line. They work it into the right wing corner. As the splash player is harassed as he came in, and this one's going to come right back out to neutral ice. Stevens Point sets up again. They move across the line. One timer by Cade Smigai. He was tied up and still pulled the trigger on a shot, and that one thumped off the pads of Bridger, and it comes back out again. Splash. Turning it inside the zone, and here's the intercept right there, and this one's going to come out. Good read on the near side of the pass by Matthew Eden, but an offsides call here against Stevens Point. 13:03 left to go, first period. Shots 5-2 in favor of Stevens Point. And the faceoff at the dot, just in neutral ice from the Chi-High defensive zone. Here is Stashley, brought it in.
Adam Mason.
It was a pass that was disrupted as they came into the zone, and Chi High's got it right here. This is Drew Bobick. Throws it up the ice on the far wall and tracked down by the Envenu, the defenseman. Saw him last year. A lot of these guys we remember from that sectional semi, and a whistle stops play right here. At 12:36 left to go, first period, and we might have a penalty here. We got a checking from behind on Mason Johnson for Chi High. A five. Oh my. 5-minute major and a 10-minute misconduct. And boy, I tell you what, we're down 1-0, and we're going to put Spash on a 5-minute major right here.
Yeah, for those of you listening to on a 5-minute major, it's unlimited goals. You can score one, you can score zero, you can score seven. So this is going to be a huge kind of gut check for us because we really need to kill this one off.
You guys had a 5-minute major in the JV game, and I think you scored two on it. And so here we go, pot luck on this one. There's a shot on net, and the save made by Bridger as he steers it into the left wing corner. Cards need a bunch of clears. Right now it's in the left wing zone. Spash rolls it around the wall, comes over to Keller at the point, and he'll drop this one in the right wing corner. Back to Keller, wheels and deals right along the blue line. Drops it down, here's the centering pass. Kicked around right in front of Bridger, and this one's going to go off in the left wing corner. Steered off the wall and can't clear, but here is Jack rolling back. Jack Bobby picks it up and dumps it all the way down. The Cards on the kill at 73.7%. Stevens Point on the man advantage, not much better than Chi High. Here's a shot though, as Keller comes in and dumps one right in on Bridger. And the save is made right there. Spash at 18.8% on the power play this year. So that's been a sore spot for them this season. 4:03 left to go in the 5-minute major. 11:38 on the game clock as the official falls down in the fray here. The faceoff here is Point turning, ripping a shot on the right post, but Bridger with the big save right there. This one comes back top of the circle, and it comes off the stick of Bienvenu, and he has to chase it down back in his own zone. Comes across the line quickly. He's got some wheels. Bienvenu in the right wing corner. Leaves it for his teammate. A scramble in behind Bridger, and peeled off the dasher by Stevens Point. It's going to come to the right wing point. Here is Tyler Loomis. Dances in a few feet. Drops it around the wall, and Stevens Point will set up their power play right there. A check by Ben Carlson. Took a player off his wheels. Stevens Point's got it, and a clear there by Chai High with 3:07 left to go in this five-minute major. This one's going to come back on the tape of Drake Bobby in his own zone. Plenty of time. He holds. Finally lifts it up, and a one-timer, a one-hopper in on Nate, the goaltender, from Chai High's defensive zone. Stevens Point crosses the line. Now they work their power play, the umbrella on top. They're on the left wing circle. This one goes cross ice, and Point has it. Here is Keller for them. Works it rink wide, and that one is found by Drew Bovey. He'll bank it off the wall, back to neutral ice. Stevens Point, though, quickly in, and here is Jackson Schrader. 2:25 left to go in the power play. And where is it? Swept aside there by Jackson Hoym for Chai High. Found it right on his stick and turned it up the ice. So we've killed over half the five-minute major. Still more to go, though. There is a nice stop by Briar Niblett right at the blue line. Jammed that one up against the yellow stripe. Niblett trying to force it ahead with his skate, but this one's going to drift back in the splash zone. 9:30 left to go on the game clock here in the first. And 1:52 on the five-minute major. Stevens Point already has a lead. A goal by Smigai, 54 seconds into the first period from number 11. And here comes Spash. Still some time on the man advantage. The rolling back of Bridger. And a shot taken right there by Cale Bolton. Bridger kicked it out to his D, and they'll throw it down the ice. Stevens Point, here is Selenko, moves to the top of the circle on the far side. Chai High with the pickoff, and Ben Carlson will toss that one down the ice. We're down to 1:10 left to go in the five-minute major. Here comes Bolton on his backhand, moves in, drops this one around the left elbow, and Bridger is going to try to help his players out, and he does. Got it to Ben Carlson. He nudged it along the wall, and we're under 1 minute to play in the five-minute major. Here is Point on the breakout. They work it along the dasher on the far side, and they're in the zone. There's a pass slipped into the left wing corner. 40 seconds as we tick it down, and this one comes off the stick of Bienvenu. Back out to the center circle. Sespash has got to get on sides. Now they quickly race into the zone, left wing corner, and it comes on the far side right for Bienvenu, and he pulled the trigger in a shot that went just wide of the cage. And this one's going to slip out of the zone with 15 seconds to go in the five-minute major. Points got it along the wall on the far side. Here's Bienvenu. Throws it from behind the red stripe, and that will be an icing here. So, whoop, we almost killed it off. 7 seconds to go in the five-minute major.
Yeah, really good kill there. Our positioning was good. We did a good job at clearing pucks. I mean, that's really what you need to do when you take a dumb penalty like that is you got to just bear down and take it for what it's worth, and boys have done a good job so far.
7:43 on the game clock. Final face-off in this five-minute major, and Chai High able to angle that one in the left wing corner. And Chai High back to full strength here. And this one is wired right into the left wing corner in the Chai High zone. Evan Esslinger is going to get on it. Works it off the window on the far side. And they go coast to coast back into the zone. Here comes Stevens Point. 7:15 left to go. Loose out of neutral. And Cale Bolton will turn it off the wall on the far side. Kicked around. Four players down there, two for each team. And this one's going to drift off into the right wing corner. And a scrum for it in the Chai High zone. Floats into the left wing corner. 6:52 left to go. Now Chai High in the breakout, but they can't clear. And it's bounced in on Bridger. And he will hang on to that one. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists, specialize in smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4kids.com. Cards into the zone, and here's a chance for Jack Bowlby. Just could not find the puck on his forehand. Did his best to watch a shot at Nafe, but he was going down the slot, took a feed, and cut through the D. Chi High back in the attack again. Rake wide pass from Ben Carlson to Bowlby. They didn't connect, and it's going to float back out to neutral. Left wing circle in the Chi High zone. Cards try to get organized again. They retreat. 6:05 left to go. Chi High trails by one, but killed a 5 minute major moments ago. Here's Chi High. It is Jackson Boland on the left side of the rake here, and on the forecheck is Drew Bowlby. Drew's got it in the right wing corner. Spins away, then is stood up on the check from the Spash player, and it rolls in from right to left, and here's Stevens Point working it out of their zone. On the back check is Drew Bowie. Worked it into the zone a few feet and had it blown off his stick. And Cale Bolton will carry for Spash. The D works it out and out of the forwards. And this one is lifted into the Chi High zone. There's the intercept and tossed down the ice. But an icing call against Chi High. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. StelterIncorporated.com. 5:15 left to go. First period. Shots 11-4. Stevens Point leads in that department, and they have a 1-0 lead over Chi High. Maybe a preview of a tournament game here. Both teams in section one. Spash has got it. That one turned toward the net, but cut off before it got there. Loose out in front. Who's going to get there? Chi High. Picked up by Jack, and he tries to work it up to Owen Krista. They didn't connect, and Stevens Point right back at it, and a shot as Bridger got over on the left side of the paint, made the save. Rifled in from the point. From Bienvenue, ripped off the window, and Chi High counters. Here is Owen. Owen inside the center circle, bumped off the puck, but he goes back to stop the puck. It's along the yellow stripe on the far side. 4:33 left to go here in the first. A battle for it out of neutral ice. Who's going to come up with it? Stevens Point works it into the zone. Chi High tips it away, and here comes Smalls countering into the zone. It is Isaac Small, drops it in the right wing corner. And Stevens Point comes up with the loose change. Now they've got it. They work it behind Nafe, the goaltender. Over to Coy Brish. And up and out. And Point into the Chi High zone. And that's going to be stopped by Bridger as it came behind his net. Tipped out of the zone there by Jackson LeMay with 3:50 left to go in the period. Stevens Point now back into the Chi High zone. This is a wrist shot by Salenko. Drift a little wide. Still high in the zone, but caught up in the Chi High defensive end of the ice. Cards have it in the corner. They work it on the wall on the near side, up and out. And here is Jackson Hoyne. Skates along the center ice red line. Turns a shot into the left wing corner, and a battle starts in behind Nafe, the goaltender. Into the left wing corner. 3:18 and counting left to go first period. Stepping up was Drew Bowlby. Didn't get there in time, and Point able to angle this one back out to center ice. Tipped in by Chi High as they change up on the fly here. And Jack Bowlby's line back out there for the Cards at number one line. Here is Mason Keller. Crosses the blue stripe into Chi High's defensive zone. And it is Drew Bowlby in the corner. Tried to scrape it up, but couldn't. And this one's going to be angled off the boards, up and out to neutral with 2:45 left to go. But Point comes right back in. A delayed offsides call, though. So lots of time and space here for Chi High. Jack Bowlby's got it. Turned it off to his left. Rieg now back to Jack. Jack in behind the goaltender. Lost an edge. Fell down into the right wing corner. Jack had something cooking. And this one's going to come out to the point. And a one-timer there by Evan Esslinger. And that one off the goaltender up and out with 2:20 left to go. And We'll have a stoppage of play right here. I think we've got a penalty on Point. Got a trip call on Herman for Stevens Point. Chi-Hi will have their first power play of the game right here. A good time to get that power play on track. Cards at 12.7% power play this year. Just have not found the right combinations. And that's something I know you coaches probably talked about, that you'd love to be able to get fixed before the postseason here.
Absolutely. See if we can get it going here.
Drop inside the Point zone, and this one into the corner. Nice keep right there at the point for a moment by Drake Bovey, and then lost it and was chopped at by Jamie Reeve. Spash on the kill at 93.2%. That's a good penalty kill. Their power play is nothing to write home about, but their kill is really good this year. There's a long pitch ahead, and that's an icing call against Chi-Hi, even though we have the extra man out there.
Our first line is not, they're not looking too hot right now. They're just like a half a step off, or they're just missing each other a little bit on their passes. They don't really know where each other are, so hopefully we can get those three just clicking here pretty quick.
Kind of surprising this time of the season. And Stevens Point won the draw, and they'll just back it out, drag some time off the clock. Tossed ahead there by Bienvenue into the Chi-Hi zone. Cards now patiently set up their power play, the breakout. Here they come, tape to tape, and it's Jackson Hoym into the zone. Hoym hands off for Drew Bovey on the far side for Rieg. Turns a shot toward the net. Nath with the save, and it's on the half wall, and Point's got it right here. They work it up the ice, and here is Smeagai, the captain of the team, and he got a shot in on net. And Bridger with the save. 55 seconds to go on the power play. 1:12 on the game clock. Turning and twisting is Jackson Hoyne. And here is Rieg. Rieg with the cards in the midst of a change here for the last 40 seconds of the power play. And this one's going to come back to the point. Rieg feathered a pass ahead. Niblett couldn't handle it. Back to Rieg. Turns. Tees up a shot. And Rieg with the save as Stevens Point tried to clear it out of the zone. Card scrambling. Final 25 seconds of the power play. Here's a centering pass. Nobody knows where it is. Caught up in traffic. And finally, a Point player found it and drops it all the way down as we tick it down to 12 seconds to go in the power play. Half a minute on the game clock here in this first period. It is Briar Niblett. Turn. Tried to turn a pass on the left side, and that was picked. And here's a one-timer by Schrader, swallowed up by Bridger with 18.1 to go in this first period. You know, the way we've seen the team play here tonight, probably fortunate to get out of the first with a 1-0 deficit.
There's almost too much time where we might be considerate saying 1-0.
18.1 left on the game clock here in the first. And the drop to the club side of Bridger. Cards get it in the corner. They try that long pitch out pass, and that didn't work. Breaks down. Here is Owen. Sweeps one in off the backhand. And tracked down in the left wing corner by Stevens Point. Now it comes out. And Drake Bovey's right there as we take it down. And that will do it here in the first. One goal scored 54 seconds into the first by their top scorer, Smeagai, the junior starting center, top center. And the assist went to Jackson Schrader. And that's been it. The Cards' shiny moment of the period was killing off the five-minute major. But not much to crow about in the one power play that we had. And we exit this period 1-0 Stevens Point. Shots 15-5 in favor of Spash. So, got some work to do here.
Absolutely. We just kind of, it feels like as a team we're not clicking right now. Our passes, like I said, it's not just that first line, it's every line. You know, our passes are a few feet off. It feels like we really don't know where each other are on the ice. We're trying to force passes across the middle of the ice that just aren't there. you know, so it looks like we were just a little dysfunctional there in the first period, and it never helps when you get a five-minute major. You know, that'll really throw things off in your game plan. So hopefully Coach Park can get them fired up. We can kind of tweak a couple things here and get the minds right coming into the second period, because this next goal is going to be crucial, because Stevens Point, they really did control that entire first period. We had a couple opportunities there with scrums in front of the Stevens Point net that we couldn't bury, but at the end of the day, we're getting outshot 15-5 for offensive zone time. Stevens Point's controlling it. They're just buzzing us in every aspect of the game right now.
All right, so a 1-0 lead for Stash here tonight after one period. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews are every Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls. You can apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. It's masoncompaniesinc.com. Greg and Chase here with you. And it is 1-0. Stevens Point after one. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Bash, Stevens Point High School up on Chi High, 1-0 after one. They got the goal early on, 54 seconds into the first. It was Kate Smeja, who picked up his 21st goal of the season. I think I might have said 21st goal of the season, 38th point for the junior. for Stevens Point. Well, third member of our broadcast team tonight is Landon Tease, and he is downstairs. I think he has a special guest right now. Landon?
Hey, right, thanks, Greg. I'm over here on the other side of the ice. You know, not our biggest turnout tonight, but we still got a couple students came out to support on a Monday night. We didn't have school today. I'd say there's about 30 of us here cheering on the Chi-Hi Cards. And, you know, we got the most Wisconsin out tonight. We got everybody's in their orange and camo. Everybody looks like they're going to go hunting. So it's a pretty nice atmosphere out tonight. And I found Bella Murray. She's in the student section tonight. And Bella, you know, who's your favorite player that skates out on the ice? What do you think?
My favorite player definitely is going to be Trevor Bowlby. He just came back from a recent leg injury, and he also happens to be my boyfriend, so he's kind of my favorite.
Awesome, man. You know, when you come out to all these events, just not even just hockey, you know, basketball, football, you know, what's your favorite out? What do you look forward to see on Twitter to see, oh, yeah, that's my out?
I usually like seeing the Hawaiian out. It's really fun because summer's my favorite season, so seeing some nice bright colors is really fun, and it brings a lot of energy for everyone playing.
And I see you go to a lot of games and stuff, and you like to support Chi-Hi Hockey. Do you have a favorite game that you've been to so far this season?
Yeah, for sure. My favorite game has definitely going to be the Rice Lake game because Trevor Bovey's got two Genos. He also got an apple, so that was pretty exciting. And they also scored 7-3, so it was a pretty eventful game.
Yeah, that was an awesome game, winning by 4 goals that night. And, you know, Greg, down a goal here, we killed off the 5-minute major, so, you know, let's see what happens here in the second, and I'll toss it back up to you.
All right, so Landon, I want to know how do you coordinate what you're going to wear? Because I know we've had other times where, you know, it's been a whiteout here, and you've had, sweats or pajamas or something. Who coordinates all that among the student section?
Drake Bovey, he puts it out on Twitter, and, you know, and then everybody gets tossed around every... He put it out on his story today. Tomorrow at North is going to be a construction out, so everybody's going to have their neon and hard hats, so that's definitely always a fun one.
All right. Fitting for North with the lunch pail or the tool chest up for grabs.
The trophy of many names.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Landon, thanks much. We'll catch you between periods coming up here. Landon Tease. All right. 15-5 shots in favor of Point. They lead it 1-0. And we will be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi High Hockey, the Cards trail at 1-0 to Spash, and then they hit the road tomorrow night at Hobbs against the Huskies. We'll be there with a 6:40 Cardinal countdown tomorrow evening for Chi High and Eau Claire North. Now, that game hoop is going to be before seeding, so this is important here, and Chi High still has a chance to come back in this one. And then tomorrow night, you got a seeding conflict with North that could mean something for
and technically Thursday.
Yeah, that's right, Thursday too.
Yeah. We have our schedule coming up. Every game's important, you know, and I think that's the way you have to look at everything is, you know, especially any game that could be remotely considered a seeding game. It's very important. So we got to have a great week here, and it all starts with this period.
Yep.
If we can right the ship here and score the first goal, tie things up, get momentum swinging our way, I think we're going to be off to a great week. And a win tonight is going to be huge going into tomorrow.
Spash owned the first period, outshot us 15-5, but we killed off a five-minute major, and that was huge. I mean, you give Stevens Point another couple of goals on that five-minute major, and, boy, this would be a tough one to come back.
Yeah, I hate to be negative, but I really think if they score two or three on that five-minuter, I really think it puts it out of reach for us.
Yep. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/logo. It's cbosm.com/logo. Cards first line, a little quiet in that first period. Hopefully they can erupt here for some goals. And the Tenders will switch ends of the barn here with Bridger Fixmer on the north side and big Jonathan Nafe, another senior, 6'6", 225 pounds at the south end of the building. And they'll start with their first line of Schrader, Smigai, and Weinkoff. Defensively for the Cards, it's Esslinger and Drake Bobby, and here we go. This one underway in the second period. Swept out of the zone by Stevens Point, jammed off the wall. Big hit right there as Jackson Schrader was stood up as he came in the zone, and Chi High on the attack. Here is a pass right down low from Jack. And that one turned in on Nafe, and he made the save and sticked it into the left wing corner. And this one's going to be sent back in the Chi High zone. And a quick wrist shot on net off Bridger, up into the netting, and out of play.
That was a big save.
Also, that was a quick shot on Bridger. Face off in the Chi High zone. Cards trail at 1-0. And Jack Bobby trying to win it for the good guys. Set on the half wall. Stevens Point's got it. Now they lose it. Here comes Chi High. Owen Kriske into the zone. Tried to make the toe drag. That didn't work. But he went back in the back check and got it. And here is Ben. Works it back to the point. Jackson Boland's got it. Turned it into the left wing corner in the Stevens Point zone. And this one's going to be brought up and out by the Panthers. There's the pick out at neutral ice by the Cards, Jackson LeMay. And Chi High's got it right here. This is Rieger. Rieger floats along the blue line. Gives it up for Boland. And Boland moves in. Beat the D. Turned a shot toward the net. That was knocked out in front. And here comes Bienvenu countering up the ice. He'll drop one in the left wing corner, and Hoyt got caught just behind the red line, so that'll be an icing call here. 15:42, just into the second period. Cards trail it by one. Even strength goal, 54 seconds into the period. And here is Jackson LeMay for Chi High. The drop in the right wheel, and it comes right back for Drake Bovee. Stretches out, keeps the zone into the right wing corner. Now Stevens Point in the breakout off the wall, and here is Jamie Reeve. Crosses into Chi High territory, drops in the left wing corner. Now it floats in towards Bridger Fixmer, and this one is glanced into the left wing corner in the Chi High zone. Scooped up there by Cale Bolton. Scrum in the elbow now, the Chi High zone, and tipped ahead off the yellow stripe, but punched right back in. Boland's got it right there, or Jackson LeMay, pardon me. And into the fray comes Drake Bovee. Now off the wall, slammed off the dasher, but cards can't clear. And Drake's got it right here, works the glass up and out. Jackson Horn turns and rips a shot toward the Stevens Point zone. Tipped aside by the Cards, and here comes Briar Niblett. One on four as the Cards are in the midst of a change. Niblett worked it to the top of the circle, and it comes back out again. Kicked around out of neutral ice, and Stevens Point's got it. They move in, ducking under the goaltender, into the right wing corner, trying to open up some space, and Rieg with the intercept. And here comes Chi High, 14-18 left to go in the period. Small is into the zone. Dumps a shot in behind Mafe, the goaltender. Nice stick lift there, and the Cards on the attack. Here's Jackson Hoyne. Hoyne back to the point. Wheeling and dealing, a one-timer that got through from Jackson Boland. And Mafe makes the save. Back to Rieg in the far point. We'll glance a pass in down low. This one's going to go rink wide for Jackson Boland as he climbed in top of the wheel. And Point's got it right here. Schrader tried to carry it out. And it's stripped as he came to the hot tight part of the zone. Centering pass right there for Smalls. And Isaac fanned on it. And here comes Stevens Point up the ice. Here's Smeagai. Smeagai rolls in behind Bridger Fixmer. It's along the blue stripe, and it's going to pop across the line. And Point's got to get on sides here. 13:22 left to go. And up comes Chi High. Jackson Boland will jam this off the wall. First guy out there for the Cards on the line switch was Jack Bowie. Got in on the play, but then it popped across the line, up and out to neutral. It's dumped in by Point. They're in the midst of a change as well. And here's Ben Carlson. Turned, tried to head to the Stevens Point end of the ice, but was turned back, and a one-timer off the blocker there. The shot taken by Cale Bolton. On Bridger, this one into the right wing corner, and Chi High moves it to the high in the zone, but they can't clear. Rolled around the boards by Jackson Boland from left to right. It's going to pop across the line out of harm's way. On the far wall, Cards trying to keep Stevens Point pinned back in neutral, but they got it right now in the slot. Here's a shot taken by Drexler as he turned and ripped one wide of the left post. And it's on the half wall in the Chi High zone. This one's going to be nudged back down with 12:04 left to go. And it caroms into the point, into the ice. Here is Stevens Point. They beat our D. And Bridger made the save. He thought he had it cupped, and he lost it. But it's cleared by Chi High's defense. Bridger Fixmer, the senior, with a huge save to keep it 1-0. Well, somehow we had made a poor line change or just didn't get our guys back because they had a breakaway chance right there.
Yeah, that was scary. Great. That's why we have our senior goalie in there, right?
Here's a faceoff in the Card zone. Clean win there by Spash, but they send it across the line. Good pressure by Jackson Hoym, and it drifts back in the Stevens Point into the ice. Here comes Spash right now. Lead pass for Brish. Crosses the blue stripe into the right wing corner. Cards have it for a moment, then they lose it. And it's going to be Jackson Hoym who foisted this one off the wall and up and out. Cards need something positive here. They trail it by one. Shot 17-7 in favor of Point. And here is Spash right now. Reeve accepts a pass, moves in. Centering pass right there. Drifted off to the right wing side, and a whistle blows right here. And the net came off its moorings at the Chippewa end of the ice. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call White City Glass. Face off in the Card zone. Back to the point, and a wrist shot right there by Cale Bolton. That one's going to be eaten up by Bridger. 10:53 left to go here in the second period. Cards keeping it close. Point has pretty much dominated the game, although Chi-High, I think, has played a little bit better here in the second. There's a shot that goes in. Just when I say that, Stevens Point with the goal scored. I believe Cale Bolton got it right there, and they lead it 2-0. Cale Bolton with the goal. Smejai and Mason Keller the assists. And that one was at 6:15 of the second period. Cale Bolton with the goal for Spash, his fourth of the year, 13th point. Smejai picks up his second point of the evening. And the other assist going to Mason Keller. And it's 2-0. So the Cards have caught themselves in the basement here a little bit. Still within reach, but they've really got to pick up their play. Tracked down in the Chi-High zone by Jack. And he hands off to Drake. Drake Bovey up the ice. Turns, and there's a blind lead pass by Ben Carlson. Good thought, but didn't get it connected with Owen Krista. And Stevens Point has got it. Sent through neutral into the Chi-High zone. And the Cards angle this one off the boards, up and up. Here is Ben Carlson. Hands off right there for Mason Johnson. Johnson tried to work his way into the Stevens Point zone, but had it stick checked off his lumber. And this one's going to be sent into the right wing corner. 9.5 on the game clock here. 2-0 Point lead. Back to the near wing defenseman. That's Tyler Loomis, a one-timer on net. Save made by Bridger. And here's Chi-High. And Cards, it was Drew Bobby skating up the ice. It was a soft pass, breakout pass for him, and he didn't realize it. He was heading up looking for the long, hard pass. And here's Chi-High finally into the zone, but can't get organized. It's going to pop back out to neutral ice. Boy, Brish turns. We'll dump this one in the right wing corner. And they're on the switch right now. Change up on the fly. Here's Smalls in behind the net. Isaac tried to put one out in front. Couldn't do it. And it's on the half wall in the Stevens Point zone. Cross ice for Reed. Turns, moves in. Wants to go on the forehand. Centering pass. And that one's cut off by Spash's Mason Keller. He'll lead Stevens Point into the zone, but just beyond the reach of Jackson Schrader. And an icing call here against Spash. 8:26 left to go, second period. Cards trail it by a deuce. So for sure, that next goal is going to be huge here.
Pretty much the determining factor at this point.
This one laid deep in the Stevens Point zone. Cards on the forecheck, 8:19 and counting left to go here, second period. Lead out pass right there, cross ice. And Jackson Schrader looks behind him, finds the puck, and it's in the Chi-High zone. Here is Point wheeling and dealing. That was Simon Bienvenu. And Stevens Point comes in. A shot right there. And it was Bridger hanging on the left steel. Made the save and cleared it. 7:50 left to go. Here comes Bienvenu again across the line. Made a move at the blue line. And fortunately, his teammates had their heads up. Or that's usually an offsides call. Stevens Point sets it up. Nice stick lift there by Ben. He carried it up and then lost it as he got to neutral. 7:29 left to go. And Spash back in the Chi-High into the ice in the corner. There's a stick check. And Jackson Boland lifted it along the wall, and now they'll reverse course here. It's Rieger in the corner. 7-11 and counting left to go here in the second period. And a pan pass is called right here against Stevens Point. Shots 23-9 in favor of the Panthers, and they lead it 2-0. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 7:05 left to go here, second period. Spash up, 2-0. And they walk it in the Chi-High zone, and a quick shot right there by Coy Brish. He took a feed out of the corner. And a quick wrist shot went wide and tipped aside by Chi-High. Here comes Drew Bovey. Bovey turns, wires one into the left wing corner in the Spash zone. On the half wall, the Stevens Point into the ice, and the breakout by Bienvenu. Skates up the ice, crosses the blue line. Bienvenu lays a backhand try on Bridger, and the whistle stops plays. Number one backed into his own net. 6:26 left to go, second period. Here on WOGO. Cards giving up a goal in the first. Another one here in the second. They trail it 2-0. Smalls takes the draw and a battle for it out of neutral ice. Stevens Point finally gets it across the line. And a pass on the near post to Weinkauf, turned and dumped a shot on net, and Point's got it behind our net. Banks off the wall, and here is Isaac Small. Laid one out in front. Small comes in to help out, trying to turn it out to neutral ice, and Rieg dances his way across the blue line for Chi-High. 5:50 left to go. Cards could sure use one here in the period to close the gap. Stevens Point banks it off the dasher on the far side. And here is Lucas Weinkauf. Weinkauf goes rink wide and points back in the Chi-High zone. On the wall on the far side is Cale Bolton. Bolton comes in, dances toward the corner, and then lost the puck. 5:28 left to go and an icing call here against Chi-High. Well, fresh, never frozen beef, cooked up only after you order. We're talking, of course, the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Cards trying to get it in their own zone here. Trevor Bovey steers it off in the corner. Chi-High with that long pitch out, and they're not going to be able to reach it. And Owen and Ben racing down the ice to get it, but even with their afterburners, they couldn't catch up with it. It's a timing thing on that breakout play, and it just wasn't there that time. 5:20 left to go, second period. Same spot for the draw here. Same combatants. And there's a drop into the right wing corner. Wrapped around the wall. Ben Carlson trying to catch it. There's a big check by Chi-High. And this one, Swoboda getting his first shift out there. And he played a big check and a point player. This one kicked around Austin Skates right in front of the Chi-High net. Fortunately, it deflected into the right wing corner. And it's back in the Stevens Point zone. Icing's going to be waved off. Tracked down there by Ben. Carlson worked hard into the wall on the check. And it is Drew Bobey who's got it. Bobey steered it out in front, but nobody waiting there for Chai High. And it's going to ricochet out to neutral ice. Swept aside by the Cards. The Stevens point came in, but Cards have to retreat to pick it up. Swoboda picked up the puck and feathered on it just a bit. And it's loose out of neutral ice. Going to be picked up momentarily by Jackson Hoyme. He tried to walk it in and then had it stripped off his stick. And Stevens Point comes in. A centering pass right there intended for Caleb Mayer as he was screaming down the slot. This one is directed into the right wing corner. And Spash right now controlling the play into the left wing corner. In the Chi High zone is Brish. Here's the Cards with the T.O. And Drew Bobey's got it for Chi High. Bobey tossed it back for Mason Johnson. He had to reach back to get it. That disrupted the flow there. And this one's going to go off to the right wing corner. Cards on the forecheck. Niblett keeps it in. Now Jackson Hoyme looks for a centering pass right there. And Hoyme's got it in the corner. Now lost it. He's going to come off very shortly on the change, and this one's going to come back out to neutral ice. Rieg is there. Niblett working it across the line. It's on the wall on the far side. 3:20 left to go here in the second period. Picked up by Bienvenue for Stevens Point. Wrapped around the wall. This is going to come back to the Chi High into the ice. Rieg has got it. Turns, rips a one-timer on net from neutral ice and hauled in there by Naif, who's only faced 10 shots all night. And that is probably not going to do it if you want to win this game. Shots 24 to 10 in favor of Stevens Point. And they lead it 2-0. 3:04 left to go, second period. Face off in the Spash into the ice. And this one is angled around the boards, but scooted over the wall and up and out of play. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and they are proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 3 minutes exactly left to go on the clock here in the second. Chai trails it 2-0, hoping to get a goal here in the second period to make a game of this. Jack Bovey nearly picked off the breakout pass and would have had a lane to skate to the hole, but couldn't come up with it. Chi High retreats to their own zone. And here they come. Cards into the zone. That's Isaac Benish with his first shift of the night. 2:34 left to go. And Point on the breakout. Chi High disrupted that. Here's Jack Bovey. Crosses into Spash territory, but a skate was already in there. 2:25 left to go here in the second stanza. More hockey tomorrow night. We're on the road at Hobbs against Eau Claire North, and Buckets the rest of the week on Friday and two games on Saturday. 2:19 left to go here in the second period. And Stevens Point up 2-0. Battle for it on the fence on the near side in the Stevens Point zone. Spash tracks it down in the right wing corner. And here comes Matthew Eden. Eden up the ice is going to skate it himself coast to coast and a one-timer on net. Bridger went out to meet him, makes the save, stops the puck, and he'll hang on to that with 1:51 left to go here in the second. Well, these kind of days, you don't want to go out in the cold, right? The Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescription to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Cards trying to get something cooking here at the end of the period, and a one-timer, a pass from Drew Bowie to Jackson Hoyme. And Hoyme ripped a shot on Naif. That kind of surprised him. But Stevens Point back to the north end of the barn here. A minute 30 left to go. Point's got it and the Chi-High zone, and a shot thumped off the pads from Bridger. Here comes Chi-High, one-on-one. Jackson Hoym into the zone. Hoym with a toe drag and then opened up some ice and laid a shot, a hard wrist shot, in on Neff. There's a one-timer from the point. Neff steered that into the left-wing corner. Cards finally getting some rubber on the big senior goaltender. Into the right-wing corner. Point's got it. Peels it off the dasher. On the back check there was Briar Niblett. And this one laid ahead, and Point crosses out to neutral as we go under a minute to play here in the second period. This one floated off into the right-wing corner, down to 43 seconds to go in the period. Chi-High in the break can't clear, and it's stuffed right back in the Cardinals zone. 33 seconds to go in the second stanza. Here are the Cards. Lofted into the Stevens Point zone and tracked right down there by Jack. Lays it over to the right side for Reig. Chi-High turns. Shot taken there by Ben as he was floating through the right wing wheel. And this one's going to deflect all the way down in the Chi-High zone with 10 seconds left to go. Centering pass right there. And a shot right along the goal line by Bienvenu. And that'll be eaten up right there by Bridger. 5.5 seconds to go with a faceoff in the Chi-High zone. So the Cards, at best, will go down 2-0 into the second intermission locker room here. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cards hockey tonight. Greg and Chase here. Ezra Van Dyke back in the WOGO studios. This one ripped off the wall by Stevens Point, and that will do it for the second period. So Spash builds on the lead, still not insurmountable, 2-0. They lead in shots 28-13. We did have a little bit of a flurry there at the end of the last minute and a half or so of the period.
Yeah, I was going to say there were moments where we looked pretty good. We looked like we were moving our feet. We got pucks on net. You know, it just still feels like we're a little discombobulated. You know, we're missing passes by just a little bit. It feels like we're over skating pucks a little bit. It doesn't feel. It looks, and I know we're over skating pucks a bit. You know, and at the end of the day, it's just those minor details. We're not winning 50-50 puck battles. We're not beating them to the puck. We're not battling hard enough in the corner either. They're coming out clean out of their D zone. They're putting really good pressure. We're not breaking the puck out well. It's all these little things that once they come together, and hopefully we can get them to start clicking in this third period, it's the difference between us being down 2-0 and us maybe being up 3-2.
Yeah.
And it's just the minor little details that, honestly, if you're not looking in the right spots, you're not going to notice them. You know, it's nothing too crazy. It's just minor things that, you know, if we can change them, make a quick little switch here coming into the third period, we can find some success. And I really know we have it in us to do it.
Yep. Next goal, of course, is huge. Chi-High scores it, then all of a sudden it's a one-goal game, and things are looking a whole lot better. If Spash gets it, then it's not looking as good. It's pretty bleak if they get that next one.
Yeah, the next goal is huge. And I mean, I hate to be negative, but if they go up 3-0, they've played a better game than we have tonight. I really don't. You know, we've had trouble getting pucks to the scoring areas. We've had trouble getting pucks just controlling it in the offensive zone. So if they go up 3-0, I really don't see us coming back from that. So like you said, this next goal is huge, because if we score this next goal, all of a sudden it's a one-goal game. Momentum's on our side. Maybe we get a bounce. Maybe a puck hops on our stick. All of a sudden we score another one. Next thing you know, it's 2-2, and we're right in this thing. So next goal is crucial.
2-0, Spash up on Chi-High. We played two, and we'll come back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Cards hockey tonight. Chi-High trails it 2-0 to Spash. Maybe a preview of a sectional game. We played them in the sectional semis last year. Beat them 6-4, but they were a good team last year. They're a quality team this time around. They're already 12-3 on the season. They've won 7 in a row. And looking for their 8th straight, they lead it 2-0 after two periods. Shots 28-13 in favor of Stevens Point. And Landon Tease is downstairs again with a special guest. Landon.
Thanks, Greg. I'm over here again on the other side of the ice. I looked around the student section. I found Dawson Goodman. And Dawson, you know, my first question is, have you always been a hockey fan, or are you just out here to have a good time?
Mostly just out here to have a good time. I used to play basketball, so I wasn't much big of a hockey fan. Except then I hung up the jersey this year. I retired from that, and I'm just out here supporting my boys.
All right, my next one is, you know, you're a junior, so you've been to a lot of sporting events. Do you have a favorite one that you've been to, a most memorable one?
Well, I gotta say the most memorable one I've ever been to was the junior versus senior powder puff game this year for homecoming week, and I do gotta say I'm a little biased because the juniors did win this year, but yeah, I gotta say it tops the cake.
And, you know, a lot of these guys, they dress up for home games and stuff. So do you have a favorite person or somebody that looks best dressed up when they walk through the hallways at Chi High?
Well, I was a little bit torn on this question. You know, I was deciding between Jack Bovee and Zach LeMay, but I got to give it to Zach LeMay, man. He's always out here sporting some sweet coats, and, you know, I just got to tip my hat off to that guy. Looking snazzy all time.
Thanks, Dawson. You know, Greg, I got to say something about these guys that dress up. You know, one time, Richard came into school. He had the winter trench coat on and the fedora, so he was rocking something pretty snazzy one day at school. So some of these guys, they dress up pretty nice on game day.
GQ, huh? All right. Thank you, Landon. Appreciate it, Landon Tease over in the student section. Chi High hoping to root on the team here. The students They had the day off from school, so it's a little smaller student section here tonight, but hoping that the Cards can come back in this one. They trail it 2-0 after two periods. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Well, Spash has played 7 games in 10 days, and Chi High is hoping their legs go a little rubbery here in the third period because the Cards need to catch a break. They trail it 2-0. Stevens Point with a goal 54 seconds into the first. And then at 6:15 of the second, both 5-on-5 hockey. In fact, we've only had 2 penalties in the game. One was a 5-minute major called against Chi High. The Cards did kill that off. That's kind of been the highlight. We had a little flurry here at the end of the second period on their goaltender, Jonathan Mayf, but that has been it. Otherwise, it's been pretty quiet. I mean, you shoot 13 shots at the opposing goaltender, and it's not really going to cut it in most hockey games.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that we can do to obtain more offensive zone pressure is, you know, on our forecheck right now, we got 2 guys low, and I'm seeing that third guy creeping below the circles. What I would like to see is us keeping that third guy above the top of the circle. So what can happen there is, number one, we're really good at shooting the puck and missing the net.
Yeah.
So if that third guy is high and we miss the net and it wraps, now he can get there. Where if he's sucked down low in front of the net, he can't make that play, right? The other thing I want to see is if we get 2 guys down low in that F3 up in the slot, above the top of the circles even, he can get lost by that offside winger and that defenseman out front. So what can happen there, if we gain control of the puck down below the goal line, all of a sudden that F3 slides and creeps and he's lost. No one knows where he is because he's held high. All of a sudden you're hitting a backdoor pass with a guy coming down the slot. So there's more good, believe it or not, that can come out of someone staying higher above the top of the circles like I would like to see than it be to have three guys down low. So that's something that can help us obtain more offensive zone pressure time and kind of disallow them from making their fast breaks out of the zone.
Both teams on the ice. Stevens Point with the two-goal edge. And Chi High just kind of stretching out here at the south end of the building. And officials ready for the face-off at center ice. And now the players start to gather here. Jack will lead them out. Jack Bobey centering this line. He'll take the draw against Schrader for Stevens Point. Whistled in. A final look. And there's puck drop. We're underway here in the third. Cards need the next one for sure. Point backpedals into their own zone. Set up the breakout. There's a pass ahead cut off by the Cards. Jackson Hoynes got it. Turns it up the ice, and the Cards are into the zone. Here they come. Jack Bobey had a chance. He started toward the hole. Couldn't complete it. And Stevens Point counters inside the zone. I thought they had a guy in a little too early. This one ripped toward Bridger Fixmer. He'll rip that out of the air with 16:33 left here in the third period.
That's those little things like right there. Jack Bobey does a great job at driving wide. And as he cuts to the middle, loses the puck, and he has that goalie moving too. It's just those little things. Yep. We just can't get a grip on it.
Got to complete the play, huh? 16:33 left to go. Face off in the Card zone. Banked off the wall, up and out. Tipped ahead by Chi High. Can they reach it first? A race between Ben Carlson and Tyler Loomis. And Loomis got there first. Here comes Stevens Point up the ice into the Chi High zone. Cards cut him off, bank it off the wall, but can't clear. And it's on the half fence here. Shot ahead, and here is Ben Carlson, one on two. Carlson gets past one guy. Carlson into the right wing corner. Dropped one and tried to chase it down himself, but it came up on the
fence. Oh, we got a power play coming up.
Oh, I got a trip call. In the corner, away from eyesight here. We'll take it. Chi High, their second man advantage of the evening. And the faceoff is in the Stevens Point zone. Well, this is one of those defining moments of the game right here. 2 minute minor on Smash's Simon Bienvenu for the trip call, and Chi High with the puck. This one floated toward the net by Jackson Boland. Might have gotten tipped just a little bit. And Stevens Point able to steer it back down the ice. Rieg has got it for Chi High. Stops. Looks up the building. And here comes Jack Bobey. Bobey into the zone. Bobey now drops it off the inboards and picks up the loose change himself. Bobey into the high slot. Hands off to Rieg. Bobey quarterbacking from the high slot area, off to his right. And here comes Chi High attacking. This one's going to float right back to Jackson Boland. Boland turns, fires a shot. That was blocked by Cale Bolton and sent out to neutral ice. Rieg will backpedal. Gives it up for Jackson Boland. And he'll duck underneath his goaltender. A minute two left to go on the power play. Here comes Chi High. Soft pass on the near post for Owen. And the Cards into the corner. Can they hold it? No, they can't. This one drifts back out to neutral ice. Chi High touches up. 43 seconds to go. And it's lifted up and out of play here. 14:43 in the game clock. And they will face off in the Stevens Point zone. Cards need some good news here. Mason Johnson trying to win it for Chi High. The Cards have it. Back to the point. Here is Carter Hoym. Hoym walks along the blue line. Hands off on the near side for Mason Johnson. Back to Hoym. One-timer. And Owen Krista's got it. Tried to turn it out in front. That was knocked down. Krista picks it up. Back to Hoym. Along the blue stripe. To Johnson. Hoym with a wrist shot. Twisted that one toward the net. And the save made there by Neff. Cards still control. Here's Drake Bobby. And we got a scrum. Bobby gets into it. Guys are pushing and shoving. And we got Ben Carlson back on his number 19 on the ice. Laying on the ice there after the check. And 8 seconds left to go. And we might have coincidentals coming up right here. And it looks as if Mason Keller is going to sit for Stevens Point. And we should have somebody coming in for Chi High. And that might be Ben Carlson. A rough on Mason Keller. Ben Carlson with a two-minute roughing call. These are coincidentals. 14:08 left to go on the game clock. And we're still 5-on-4 for 8 seconds here. Face off in the Stevens Point zone to the right of the goaltender. This one tipped aside, came back to the point. Stepping up is Jackson Boland, but his shot was blocked out in front. Here comes Point into the Chi High zone, and that one deflected up into the net. Not a play, and Chi High 0-for-2 now in the power play. Going the wrong direction on the PP here so far this season. Face off in the Card zone. Steered to the half wall by Smalls. And it's in the left wing corner. 13:50 and counting left to go. Third period. Chi-High backpedaling in the corner. Stevens Point peels it off the wall. Centering pass right there. Gets through traffic. And a one-timer by Cale Bolton. Found near the front of the net before the Cards can clear to the corner. And here comes Chi High. Lead pass right there for Trevor Bobby. Trevor's into the zone. Works it off into the right wing corner. And Chi High on the back pedal. Briar Niblett finds it, throws it in the corner. He'll come off on the change. Jack's line back out there. Bobby quickly to the puck. But spinning away from him is Salenko. Chi High turns it into the Stevens Point zone and works it out of the corner. 12:58 left to go in the period. And it's caught up in the half wall in the zone. Jack Bobby backpedals to the blue line, trying to open up some space and turn one wide of the cage. And this one's going to deflect all the way down in the Chi High zone. Gets it over for Drake. Up the ice now for Drew Bobby. And then chipped in by Jackson Hoym. Hoym's pass goes into the right wing corner, and it's on the half wall in the splash zone and chipped across the line, or at least looked like it was. Chi High didn't have to touch up. This one's going to come back in the Stevens Point zone. 12:18 and counting left to go here in the third period. Cards have not been able to break through so far here tonight. Stevens Point with a goal in the first, one more here in the second. And they lead it 2-0, 12:09 left to go here in the third stanza. Shots 29-14 in favor of Stevens Point. Face off in the left wing circle. Spash has got it. Here is Bolton. Skates along the blue line. Dumps it in the left wing corner. And Chi High with the pickoff right there. Lead pass now for Post. Post is in. Fires a hard wrist shot. And Neff had to kind of battle that one off into the left wing corner. Back to Reig, to Post. He'll glance this one into the Chi High zone and then peel off on the change. And it's back out to neutral ice. Here's Chi High, knocked down by Owen. Right on, deflected onto the tape of Trevor Bobby, and that one hit some steel on the far side. Mason Johnson clunked the iron on the far side. but unfortunately didn't go in. Here's a centering pass. That one steered aside by Bridger. A follow-up by Stevens Point. Bridger makes that save. 11:15 left to go. And Chi High countering up the ice. This is Trevor Bobey. Bobey steers into the right wing corner. And now it's going to come loose back out to neutral. Small tracks it down there. 11 minutes exactly to go here in the third period. Rieg has got it for Chi High. Spins away from the pressure. Backhands a breakout pass. That was knocked down by Stevens Point. They've got it. Point on the attack right here. Nice read there by Rieger as he turned the pass away. Saw the pass coming down the low slot. Here comes Stevens Point again. Backhand try by Tyler Loomis as he danced in on Bridger. And number one makes another big save. This one is tossed down the ice by Chi High with 10:28 left to go. And that will draw the icing call. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Cards still a big take up on the board here. And Stevens Point's got it in the Chi High zone. Ticking down to 10 minutes remaining here in the third period. Shots heavily weighted in Spash's favor, 31-14. A scrum in the Chi High zone. Stick flies high in the air. And this one wrapped around the wall. And Chi High on the breakout. A pass ahead, lobbed ahead right there by Jack. Onto the tape of Jackson Hoyne. And Cards trying to get organized in the Spash zone, unable to do so. And here's Cale Bolton wheeling and dealing down the ice. Dipsy doodles into the Chi High zone. And then wrapped around the wall with 9:35 left to go. Chi High in the break right here. Drew Bobey turns one into the zone, then he'll peel off on the change. Mason Johnson's line out there right now, along with Owen Christop. And it's wrapped around the wall all the way down into the Chi High zone. Rieg will find that one. Leads Chi High into the zone. Up ahead for Ben Carlson. Came off his stick in the right wing corner. And now bounces back out to neutral ice. Here is Stevens Point. Jackson Schrader turned one toward the net. Then he was nudged off the puck here. And it comes out to neutral ice with 8:49 left to go, third period. It's Jackson LeMay, backhands a pass around the boards. They can't get it out. And Bridger stops it and plays it back for Boland. Stevens Point with the intercept. There's a big hit for the Spash player coming in with a chance. And this one lifted toward the net through traffic as Bridger was covered up by a Stevens Point player. Didn't see it, but it deflected up into the netting behind him. 8.25 left to go in this one. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students and families and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA. Stevens Point with a chance. Just inside the blue stripe was Cale Bolton. Unleashed the shot that got a piece of Bridger's glove and deflects into the net behind the goaltender. 8:15 left to go. We're running out of time hoop right here. Shots 31-15. Stevens Point never has trailed in that department. They've never trailed on the scoreboard. 2-0 our score. And the Cards need one in the next few to get back in the game. Caught on the wall on the far side. Lifted out by Chi High. Cale Bolton's going to get there first for Spash. Stops. Turns it on his forehand. Bounces one off the wall. And here comes Stevens Point crossing the blue line into Chi High's defensive zone. Cut off right there by the Cards. They try to organize a breakout here, but it broke down at neutral ice. And here comes Stevens Point. Potential two-on-one. Centering pass right there. The Cards got back in time. It's kicked around in the zone. And Jack will pick it up. Now he dances down the ice into the zone by himself as the Cards were in the midst of a change. And this one bounces off the corner and up and out. And back into the Chi High zone. Tracked down there by Reig. Karsten looks up the ice. Quick pass right there from Drew Bovey. Touch pass. And it's into the Stevens Point zone. But Spash 14-0. Counters into the Chi High into the ice here. 7:02 left to go. As we count down the final minutes of this third period. Here comes the Cards again. Drew Bovey got it into the zone and gets back to the bench for a brief rest. And Stevens Point tosses this one down in the Chi High into the ice. Here is Owen Christen. Owen takes a long pitch ahead. Now looking down low, down the slot for Mason Johnson. Didn't connect. And Stevens Point counters into the Chi High zone. Here's Jackson Schrader moves in, fires a shot. It's going to be cupped right there by Bridger Fitzman. 6.25 left. That's all we have. Cards need a goal in these final minutes here in the next few to try to put the squeeze on Spash here. Comes back to the point. There's Jamie Reeve. Banks that one off the wall for Stevens Point. Cards find it and then lose it very quickly. It's going to cross the ice along the wall on the near side, and this one's going to be banked right in on the goaltender, Nafe. Dropped it back for his D. Cards on the intercept and a chance on the near post. They had Neff moving, but didn't get the pass there in time, and it broke down just in front of the big senior goaltender. On the wall on the far side, Cards try to bank it off the dasher, but can't clear, and it's going to come back on the near post. Here's a shot on that big save. Big block right there by the Cards' Caden Swoboda. And that one deflected back out to neutral ice. Stevens Point back in the zone off the blocker Bridger. There's a shot. 5:25 left to go, third period. And it's going to come up and out. And the Cards running out of clock here. Trailing by two. Chi High rushes this one around the boards, lifted down the ice, and an icing call right here against the Cards. 5:08 left to go here in the old ball game. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. Lakeland.edu. 5:08 left to go, and they drop in the Chi High zone. This one is set along the goal line. Cards trail it by two. Spash scored a goal 54 seconds into the first period, and then another one in the second. That's all she wrote for the scoring so far. 4:47. Cards starting to run out of time. Chi High in the breakout. Can't connect. Stuffed right back in by Stevens Point. Simon Bienvenu slams that one from the point. Back in the left wing corner to one-timer and the butterfly. And Bridger is down on his back. His helmet comes off. Looked like Bridger may have had it and then lost it. But they whistled this one as the puck was lying there. Initially, he had fallen back on the puck. 4:27 left to go with a stoppage of play here. And the face-off in the Chi High zone. Face-off to the stick side of Bridger. And Chi High gets the clean win here. Banked off the wall. Cards try to scoop it ahead. Here's Jack Bovey. Got into the fray. Turned it into the Stevens Point zone with 4:14 left to go. And it's still in the Spash zone. Cards with two men on it. Can't keep the puck pinned in deep. And here comes Spash. One-timer by Jamie Reeve. Off the waffle board there. A Bridger laid out in front. Cards were the only players there. And turned back out to neutral ice. Cards have been able to get back in the passing lanes there, but just really cannot get much going against Jonathan Mafe, the Stevens Point goaltender. And Spash walks it across the line. We're down to 3.5 left to go in the game. Bridger Fixmer leaves it for his D. Banked off the wall. Out, and here comes Ben Carlson racing into the Stevens Point zone. There's a centering pass behind Owen, though. He couldn't reach it. And this one's going to float back out to neutral ice. Wired ahead there by Carson Rieg. Pops right back to him. Rieg has got it. Now gives it up for Mason Johnson. Back to Rieger. Turns and fires one into the left wing corner in the Spash zone. Card's really going to have to dig down for something right here. With under 3 to play in the game, they trail it by 2. And Stevens Point wires this one around the boards, up and out. And here comes Smigai for Spash. Left it on the right wing post, and there you go. There's a shot by Weinkauf, and that will do it. Stevens Point buries that one here in late in the third period. Weinkauf from Smigai. And that is all she wrote for Chi High. Third period goal, late third period goal. And Stevens Point's going to get out of here with a win. 14-19 of the third period. Luca Weinkauf with his 8th of the year. And that will do it for Chi High. They trail it 3-0. 2.5 left to go here. And a shot on net. Butterfly save right there by Bridger. And the Cards give up that late goal here in the third. One in every period so far. 2:27 left to go. And the Cards kept it at 2. They might have been able to pull Bridger, but probably not anymore. 2.25 left to go in this one. Wrapped around the boards in the Chi High zone. And this one's going to be pumped right back in by Spash. They have led in the shot department. Heavily weighted in their favor tonight. 39-16 right now. 2:08 left to go in the game clock, and they lead it 3-0. Here's Briar Niblett. Niblett worked it off the wall away from the pressure. Gathered that one back in again, and then he's going to peel off on the change here with a minute 54 left to go. And here comes Stevens Point. They work it up the ice. This is Mason Keller to the Cards' blue line. Bobby gets over there along with Post. And both guys can't push it ahead. And here comes Mason Keller into the zone. Keller's got a point here tonight. 90 seconds to go in the game. Wrapped around the dasher. And it's going to be Evan Esslinger back for Chi High. Esslinger and Karsten Rieg has got it. And Jack Bobby into the zone. Dropped one right into the mitt of Nafe. And he'll hang on to that with a 1:15 on the game clock here in the third period. So Spash is going to win their 8th straight game. They are on a big-time roll. They've won 10 of their last 12. Now it'll be 11 of their last 13. And Rieg fans on it at the blue line, then finds it again, and it bounced right in for Jack Bobby right at the left post, and he ripped it right into Nafe. 1:07 left to go in the game. Face off in the left wing circle, and Stevens Point's got it. Ripped around the boards by Spash. Up and out. That one cut off by Jack. Under a minute to go here. Cards going to lose this game tonight. This really didn't get a whole lot cooking offensively all night long. Shots 39-18. in favor of Stevens Point. Now it's loose out at center ice. Here's Drew Bovey. The cross line comes in and lays a wrist shot in on Nafe. Well, we'll see if the two teams meet again in the postseason. Spash is in this very, very tough Section 1. And they're one of the better teams in the section. Guards trying to win this draw here with 39.2 seconds left to go. And here is Ben Carlson. Rips one along the goal line. It was knocked down, banked out by Stevens Point. Here's Drake Bovey. He'll feather that one off the wall. Just barely into the Spash zone. Comes right back to Drake, and he'll drop it into the left wing corner. So we take it under 18 seconds to play in the game. Stevens Point's got it. Now banked off the far wall. And Spash will carry it back into the chi-high zone. Picked off right there. Here's a final shot on net. Save made there by Bridger. Another tough one as time runs out. Spash with a 3-0 win over Chi High. Shots were 40-18 for Stevens Point. Not a good day at the office for Chi High here tonight.
No, it just felt like we were, just kind of looked like we weren't mentally ready to play today. You know, I was talking about all those little things that make a big difference, and a lot of those is just being mentally ready to play. Overskating pucks, that's mental. You know, your decision making, that's mental. The compete level, it's all mental stuff, and it just feels like we really didn't have it locked in upstairs today. But you know, there was some positives to take out of this game. You know, and there's also a lot of negatives, but the nice thing about the negatives is you can work on them and change them, and we have a game tomorrow that's, you know, you could consider an even bigger game than tonight.
Yep. Conference game, another section opponent, Eau Claire North. Would have been nice to have this one, but Chi High really could use a win here tomorrow night, so they got to quickly move on from this one and think about the Huskies tomorrow night. Final 3-0. Spash comes in and shuts out Chi High, so the Cards fall to 8-8-1. We were above 500 for a short time, now back to 8-8-1 on the season. All right, we'll take a break, come back for our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and catch up with Scott Parker on the postgame show here on WOGO.
Stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
A 3-0 win for Stevens Point here tonight. Notre Dame was supposed to play tonight. Not sure if the outcome would have been any better. But Stevens Point comes down here, and they get a goal in the first, a goal in the second, and a late one to seal the deal in the third. And Chi-Hi just could not mount much of an offense at all tonight. So let's get to our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. No highlights really for Chi-Hi beyond killing off a five-minute major in the first. 54 seconds into the first period, Stevens Point put it behind Bridger Fixmer. That was Cade Smigai, their top scorer. Smigai with the helper from Jackson Schrader. 54 seconds into the first. Then at 6:15 of the second, Cale Bolton, the senior defenseman, came down, found the twine, and the Smigai picked up an assist along with Mason Keller, and it was 2-0. Card still had a chance. If they scored one in the third period, just could not find it, and put out of reach at 14:19 of the third on a Luka Weinkoff goal. Again, Smigai, the assist, he picked up 3 points here tonight, a goal and two assists. And that was all she wrote for Chi-Hi. So the Cards fall to 8-8-1. Stevens Point having a terrific season. 13-3 on the year. They have now won 8 straight. And more hockey tomorrow night. Chi-Hi at Eau Claire North. We'll have that one for you at Hobbs on the air with Cardinal Countdown. At our usual time, 6:40. Puck drop scheduled for 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. A huge game, bigger than this one, but Chi-Hi is going to have to play a lot better than they did tonight against North. If they hope to win that one, it would be big if they could win it. They would sweep the season series from the Huskies, have something to put, you know, in their quiver for seeding meeting. But right now, Chi-Hi, strong schedule, but inconsistent this year, and 8-8-1. So there you go, our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. Scott Parker should be out pretty directly, and we'll catch up to the head coach of the Chi-Hi Cardinals on our postgame show as we continue from the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964.
Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High loses this one by 3-0 count to Stevens Point. They scored a goal every period, and they go home with a shutout win over Chi High. Busy sports week here, 5 games, including this one tonight. Tomorrow night we'll have more Cards hockey at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire as Chi High faces Eau Claire North. We beat them the first time around. Tough team, one of the top teams in the state. And we'll play them tomorrow night. We'll be on the air with Cardinal Countdown at 6:40 tomorrow night. Then basketball the rest of the week. On Thursday, it's McDonald Boys Buckets against Fall Creek down there. 7:10, our airtime for that. Friday night, it's McDonald Girls Basketball against Osseo Fairchild. And on Saturday, it's Chi High Boys Buckets at Rice Lake. Mark Halverson's got the call there, 6:55 for Cardinal Countdown. We'll have a little break for high school hockey after the North game. Our next scheduled game after that is on the road at Hobbs against Eau Claire Memorial on the 8th of February. And towards 8 o'clock, still waiting for Scott Parker to mosey in from the locker room, talking to his team here, and a lot of things to discuss here, and thinking about Eau Claire North trying to turn the page from this very disappointing loss to Stevens Point to Eau Claire North, and get these kids focused on the Huskies tomorrow night. But while we wait, we'll take another break, and we will be back very shortly with Coach Parker's comments on our postgame show. Stay tuned to WOGO Radio, your home for Cards hockey.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
A 3-0 win for Spash Stevens Point here tonight. Let's get on and get the thoughts of Scott Parker live at ice level with our Chase Hoopel.
All right, here we are with Coach Parker. You know, Coach, I'm in my third year of coaching, very, very new to this, very young, still learning. But the one thing that I have learned, it's nights like this where you just kind of have a bitter taste in your mouth because it really feels like, you know, we lost 3-0, and we by no means played our best game. And it almost feels as if our team would have showed up just a little bit, we probably could have pulled one out on these guys. You know, so I'm curious to hear, what are your comments on tonight's game?
Well, it was a stinker for us. We can admit that. You know, I think defensively we played very well. I think my defenseman played well. And our goalie obviously play well, but it reminds you of a lot of Eau Claire Memorial, where we're just not fast enough to keep up with them. They're a good team. They're probably the third best team I've seen behind Hudson and Eau Claire Memorial. So they're, you know, take your hat off to them. They're a good team, and they outworked us tonight. They outplayed us, and it was everything we could do in our own defensive zone. Our D are pretty beat up and whooped, and. I thought they played well, and you know, it just, you got to match speed with speed, and at times I don't think we have the speed, and then at times I don't think we have the puck control that we need, and at times I think. And if we play like that, it'll be the same result. So hopefully we can figure it out in less than 24 hours.
Absolutely, and I fully agree with you. I thought our decoy played well enough to get us a win here. You know, and it's just we're not able to light the lamp right now. It feels like there's kind of a monkey on our back. Although we did score 7 goals against Rice Lake, but it feels like when we're in big games against really good teams, we're struggling. So what's the message going into tomorrow's game and kind of going here till the end of the year? Because we know our Achilles heel is we're not putting enough pucks in the net.
Well, the message was more about tonight's game, and then tomorrow we'll address it in pregame. And, you know, it's a new day tomorrow, and that's what's great about hockey. You know, high school kids usually got a short memory. And, you know, there's some adjustments there that I thought our center ice coverage was terrible tonight. And, I thought our forecheck was terrible, so there's some things we need to address. But, you know, we just went over bus times and what we're going to wear, and then tomorrow we'll, you know, walk in that rink and hopefully be a little bit more ready to play hockey.
That's a great mindset, and I think I'm going to stick with this next question with that same mindset. We're going down to Eau Claire. What are you expecting to see out of North other than the fact that they're going to be physical, knowing that we got the best of them the first time around?
Well, yeah, you know, I think, you know, talking to Coach Parker, they've got a little time off and, you know, get a little healthy, and some of them are a little sick. So, you know, it should be a good game. We usually, you know, it's usually a 4-3 game one way or the other. And, you know, it's a game that has a lot of emotion and a lot of intensity, which is great. It's great Big Rivers hockey. I imagine that we'll have some good fans there, and Hopefully we'll match that. You could see from our first shift of the game, we did not match that intensity. And you know we talk about that a lot. And to get score down in the first minute really set the tone. And that's a big no-no in hockey. First minute, last minute of a period. So that kind of set the tone for them. I thought they had some good feed on them. They're a lot like Hudson, where they win a lot of loose puck battles. And we definitely lost a lot of battles. So we're going to have to learn how to win battles again and win those half-board battles and chip the puck out and go and be a lot faster than we were tonight.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We'll come back in just 90 seconds to wrap things up here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Chi-High loses 3-0 to Stevens Point tonight on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Chi-High back to 500 on the season at 8-8-1 after a 3-0 loss to Stevens Point. Cards really never were in the old ball game here tonight. Had very few flurries on their goaltender and didn't really get much offense organized all evening. So the Cards 8-8-1. We will be down at Hobbs in Eau Claire tomorrow night. Quick turnaround. They got to forget this one and move on and see if they can beat Eau Claire North tomorrow night in a pivotal BRC game. We'll be on the air with Cardinal Countdown at 6:40, puck drop at 7 from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. I'm Greg Stewart for Chase Hoople and Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, our engineer tonight. Final again, 3-0. Stevens Point comes into town and beats Chi-High. Thank you for joining us. Have a good evening. We will talk with you tomorrow from Hobbs Ice Center, 6:40, Cardinal Countdown. Good evening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Chi-High Hockey on WOGO. Coverage of the Cardinals has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now, please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk around the clock on WOGO. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.